This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. President Joe Biden tells Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu future U.S. support for the war depends on new steps to protect civilians. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
President Biden has issued a stark warning to Israel's leader after Israeli airstrikes killed seven humanitarian aid workers in Gaza. In a roughly half-hour phone call, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the president told Benjamin Netanyahu that future U.S. support for the Gaza war depends on Israel moving fast on new steps to protect civilians and aid workers.
If we don't see the changes that we need to see, there'll be changes in our own policy.
It could include altering military sales to Israel and America's diplomatic backing for the war. Either way, the threat itself is a sharp change for the president. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
After U.S. President Joe Biden had that phone conversation with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, his office says his security cabinet has approved a series of, quote, immediate steps to increase the flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza, including the reopening of a key crossing in northern Gaza. A statement early Friday said the Erez crossing would be temporarily reopened for the first time since the Hamas attack. It also said Israel would allow its port in Ashdod to process aid shipments bound for Gaza and to increase Jordanian aid shipments through another land crossing. Netanyahu's office said, quote, "This increased aid will prevent a humanitarian crisis and is necessary to ensure the continuation of the fighting and to achieve the goals of the war." The announcement did not elaborate on quantities or types of items to be let in. This is VOA News. The UN human rights body backs measures against Myanmar and investigations in Iran. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The UN's leading human rights body has agreed to measures aimed at putting pressure on Myanmar and Iran, whose governments have been accused of using violence against their own people. The Human Rights Council, made up of 47 member countries, backed by consensus, a measure that calls on governments to avoid exporting or selling jet fuel to Myanmar if they believe its ruling military junta might use the fuel to violate human rights in the war-wracked Southeast Asian nation. It also urged a halt to the illegal transfer of weapons, munitions, and other military equipment to Myanmar. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Work is underway to begin clearing the wreckage of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge more than a week after a faltering cargo ship crashed into it, sending the span collapsing into the harbor and killing six construction workers. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Thursday U.S. President Joe Biden plans to meet with families of workers lost in the collapse.
The president will meet with loved ones of those individuals during his trip tomorrow.
The six victims were all migrants from Mexico and Central America who were fixing potholes on the road surface of the bridge when it collapsed early on March 26th. Ford is to delay production of a new electric pickup truck and large SUV as U.S. EV sales growth slows. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Electric vehicle sales have been slowing down, so Ford will instead add hybrids to its lineup. Gas electric vehicles. Hybrid sales grew 45% from January through March. Industry analysts say many buyers who want EVs already have them, early technology adopters and people who want to cut emissions. Now, they say, automakers have to convince skeptical mainstream buyers to go electric. But they say those customers are worried about the range of EVs and a lack of charging stations. I'm Rita Foley.
Ugandan gay rights activists ask the international community to mount more pressure on the government of Uganda to repeal an anti-gay law, which the country's constitutional court refused to nullify on Wednesday. The court upheld a law that allows the death penalty for, quote, aggravated homosexuality and up to 14 years in prison for a suspect convicted of, quote, attempted aggravated homosexuality. The offense of attempted homosexuality is punishable by up to 10 years. Homosexuality was already illegal in Uganda under a colonial-era law criminalizing sexual activity, quote, against the order of nature. The punishment for that offense is life imprisonment. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.